Hey, here we go into the happy hour. Happy to be with you on this Monday, Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Coming up, before the show is over, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to Wednesday's Padres game against the Houston Astros. Wednesday night, not only big-time ball game, but Fernando Tatis Platinum Glove bobblehead giveaway night. So, you know, you might want to stay around.
I forgot to take mine home.
Oh, the bobblehead?
And I just realized it.
You're going to put it away for safekeeping
still
now?
Here. Yes.
They had one sitting around the studio here.
Yeah, these things are like gold. Come on.
Somebody didn't grab it. That's surprising.
That is surprising.
They usually give us, the Padres are very nice to us.
Yeah.
They give us usually one of each promotional item.
Not necessarily.
Maybe two.
No, we get some.
But there's like 20 of us. So I never grab one because I don't feel like I should. You apparently don't mind grabbing one.
Well, when they're brought into studio and I ask Adam, can I take this one home? And he says yes,
then you go for it.
Then I'm taking it home. Because it's really hard for us to get down there to get the actual giveaway.
This Musgrove one with the dog bobblehead is the only one that has survived the season and is still here in studio.
Where's the other ones?
Huh?
They're all gone?
What I mean.
Where are they?
People take them, like you.
No,
people like
I only
you take
the
them.
Ones that are available. If anybody's taking actual bobbleheads off the wall, then they're thieves.
Well, anyway, you can get a Fernando bobblehead giveaway Wednesday. Win two tickets to see the Padres and Astros coming up before the end of the show. The show is over at 5:35, so it's between now and then. Sam Levitt's pregame show. And then Jesse, Tony, big doings baseball tonight at Petco Park.
Wednesday's game is a different start time.
It's
3:40.
Okay, a little kind of an afternoon-evening affair.
Yes, it's the last
Wednesday day
game.
I don't think that's
at
true.
At home.
No, the White Sox
during
are here this
week.
Weekend.
During the week.
Okay, yeah. Well, you really cleared that up for everybody.
I know, as soon as I said it.
Yeah. All right, so stick around for that opportunity. On the scoreboard, Dodgers just got on the board. Top of the third, they lead the Braves 1-0. Nationals over the Mets, top of the fourth, 1-0. All right, so there's your scoreboard check. Padres going after another one tonight. Yu Darvish on the mound following a brilliant pitching weekend in San Francisco. We've talked about so many things about the weekend. You know, Fernando, you know, clutch, home run Friday night, got him started. Huge shot yesterday. Talked about, I thought Cronenworth's defense was amazing. And every time he makes a great play, I keep reminding people who say, well, he's not that good defensively. The analytics say
so.
Who
says that?
The analytics. They say he doesn't cover. I don't know.
He seems like he's pretty good.
I think he's pretty good.
I've never had a question about his defense.
If you go tell an analytics person, oh, Cronenworth's great defensively at second base, they'll tell you you don't know your game. They say you don't know baseball. I'm saying, no, you don't know baseball.
You
don't know baseball. I see the guy making plays all over the field, and he did it this weekend. Solano had a four-hit game. Arise's hitting streak's up to 13 straight. He's hitting 900 during that stretch. So it seems. But the biggest thing of the weekend was the starting pitching. Three games in San Francisco. Cease Musgrove Perez, 17 innings, one run. They only give him 9 hits and 3 walks. They struck out 20. And they completely dominated. Giants didn't score till the 6th inning yesterday. And, you know, you get starting pitching like that. And I know it's funny, but the Padres are going to be great if they get starting pitching like that. Yes, everybody will be great if they get starting pitching like that. If your starting pitching doesn't give up any runs, you're probably going to win. But so that goes without saying. It was an outstanding job. We'll see if Darvish can keep it going tonight against an Astros team that is heading back to the playoffs for the 8th year in a row and very well could be. They've been in the ALCS or better 7 straight years. I think that's
incredible.
With all the playoffs and all of the one-game eliminations and this, that, and the other, and the buys and
everything. Just thinking about the consistency.
I mean, to do that 7 years in a row, you know, I know we don't like the Astros. They cheated. They got caught. I don't think they paid enough of a penalty personally. But I'm also not ready to take away everything they've accomplished. You know, I just not all of it.
I get it. I was never, I wasn't as upset as everybody else about the cheating thing. It's stupid and it doesn't make the sport look good, but I'm over it at this point.
Well, I'm not 100%. I don't forgive Altuve every time I see him. He kind of bugs me, to be honest with you.
Don't take my shirt off.
And Bregman still kind of rubs me the wrong way a little, but I love Alvarez, and what the Astros have done is impressive. So
I like this series to start the week because I know it doesn't really work this way in baseball, but it's like a where you at type of series. You got a really good AL team here in town.
It's a good series. But more importantly is, to me, the standings. You're 3.5 behind the Dodgers. You're 3.5 up on the Braves and Mets. You want to keep that margin. If you can close the gap on LA, so be it. I mentioned it earlier today. I'll mention it again. The Dodgers still have 7 games left against the Rockies. It's going to be hard to catch them. But stranger things have happened. Remember, the Dodgers also play the Padres 3 games. So you could conceivably pick up some ground there. You can still win this division, but I think it's a long shot, honestly, just by the way the schedule plays out. As mentioned, Dodgers 1, Braves nothing tonight in the top of the third. All right, Mike Shildt talking before the game tonight. Let's get some of the latest. This question must have been asked by you, because you are representing the group of people out there that is all of a sudden concerned about Robert Suarez having given up a home run in 2 of his last 3 appearances. So with that in mind, Mike Shildt was asked whether or not he's considering using Tanner Scott at all in the closing role.
Well, we're going to use our high leverage guys in the games. So, I mean, that's what Robert is. He's an all-star. Relative to the innings go, I mean, his innings aren't extremely far off. It's a little bit more, but it's not this, you know, crazy. And more recently, he's had a lot of rest. So, good news is we got a lot of multiple options. And the other good news is we have Robert Suarez, who's pretty special. And, you know, the thing is a couple times it doesn't work out. You look up and the guys hit opposite field homers on 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. Sometimes you got to tip your hat.
That's what I said earlier.
You did.
I did. I mean, you got to give the other guy a little credit. It was 100 miles an hour. He's the first guy in the history of the ballpark right-handed to hit it into the water.
He didn't answer the question, though.
Of course he didn't. He's a manager/politician.
I think the word, well, because if he comes, let's play this out. If he comes out and he says, you know what? Yeah, I think we are going to use Tanner Scott a little bit more.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, because then it gets back to Robert Suarez.
Of course.
Robert Suarez starts thinking, am I losing my job? Maybe,
right, and
you
if you say that I'm only sticking with Suarez, then you paint yourself into a corner in case you want to.
We have high leverage guys for the end of games.
That's right. But I'm just saying, Suarez had a bad outing in the Detroit. That was bad. But I got to give him one bad outing on the year. Yesterday was just an example of a guy doing something that no other right-handed hitter has ever done in that ballpark. Maguire, Sosa, Goldschmidt. I'm trying to think of something.
I'm trying to think.
But Pujols, whoever's played in that ballpark, no right-handed hitter's ever hit the ball in the water. So this guy did it. Let's give him some credit. As far as gives up another couple homers this week, then you're right.
But the good news is
we have fallback.
Yes, there is. There are other options for the Padres to use if it really does become a thing where it's a lot of trouble. But baseball, this is just why baseball people are so much different than me, because you go, yep, hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball out there, tip of the cap. It seems like we say that a lot, though.
But on that one, I have to.
Yes.
I have to tip the cap. I have to get my cap. I have to pick it up. I have to tip it.
But we tipped our cap to Nick Lodolo back in May when he struck out 13 Padres.
Do you remember that was the stretch where the Padres could not hit a left-handed pitcher for a month and a half?
And Nick Lodolo just made it worse.
And everybody was left-handed made it worse. Quintana, Manaea, everybody shut them down for a month and a half. I thought they'd never get
it. But we tipped our cap to him. We tipped our cap here. We tipped our cap there. How many times are we going to tip our cap?
Tipping it yesterday on the home run by Julio Ramos. All right, one more thing. Sammy Leavitt hard at work. Talking with our guy Manny Machado. Machado, whatever. He's been incredible since June. The guy was hitting .237. Since then, he's hit 18 of his 26 homers. He's up to 98 RBIs again. What's been the big difference for you, Manny? Has it just been the health?
I don't know. I mean, it's just health, I guess. You know, I think the biggest thing is health. You know, not being able to, you know, have a little spring training during the season is not ideal. But you know, just healthy overall. You know, and it helps when you have this team and your teammates trying to push you and make you better every single day. And you know, not really take on that load that you want to you need to overdo or try to be the guy when, you know, everyone's contributing, you know, in some way or shape or form. You know, everyone's doing it. So, you know, it's been a fun year, man. It's been a hell of a ride for all of us. And, you know, we got a few weeks left and, you know, we're just trying to finish off strong and, you know, finish off in a positive way.
Manny's got 19 RBIs this month, or back to August 30th. So almost this month.
I was going to say, man.
19 RBIs.
That's a crazy
amount. He's just done it. He's gotten it done. You know, we've changed six times because Profar was, to me, the MVP for a long time. He's obviously, you know, second half hasn't been as good.
Then it was Merrill.
Then it was Merrill with the streak of all streaks, right, that was crazy. And it's been Suarez all year, and it's been a bunch of other guys. I really think Manny, when it's all said and done, is the MVP of this team. And the reason I say that is because when he got hot, everybody jumped on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole definition of a leader.
Yeah.
So I really think, you know, it's going to be Manny, team MVP, when it's all said and done. I don't know. There's still 2 weeks left. But, you know, Manny's been... he's been all that and then some.
A bag of potato chips.
And a bag of potato chips.
By the way, we're just watching a great relay play of the Braves, or Dodgers tagging out a Brave at home. Padres had a really nice play over the weekend, too. Relay play.
They had a lot of them.
But
defense was good.
When those type of plays are pretty awesome.
They're big-time things. They help you win games and championships, I'm telling you. Dodgers still lead the Braves 1-0 in the fourth. And it stays 1-0 because that home run by Ozuna is not a home run. It was foul. Foul ball. 1-0 Braves. All right, our Dodgers. Chance for you right now. Dial in, but not yet. I know. I just
this bad
messed it all up.
It's okay.
833-288-0973.
Just know if you're first, you will be dropped.
Right. If you dial in now, Scraby's just going to hang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
So wait for the question.
Mm-hmm.
To win two tickets to see the Padres and the Astros play on Wednesday, name for me the Houston Astros all-time leader in victories.
Pitcher?
Pitcher. All-time leader in victories for the Houston Astros franchise. First person with the correct answer to that, 833-288-0973. We'll see the Astros and the Padres Wednesday. While you're dialing in, we'll check some traffic. Hi, Pete from Imperial Beach cashed in on some tickets. He'll go see the Padres take on the Astros Wednesday. His first caller. Got right on it, Scraby.
Yes, it was.
Joe Negro is the answer to that question. The late Joe Negro, younger brother of Hall of Famer Phil Negro.
That's what I thought you said originally, and I had to double check with you.
No, Joe is the all-time Astros leader with 144, just one ahead, very close. Roy Oswalt, remember that guy, right-hander?
Yes,
he won 143. But Negro is the guy for the Astros in franchise history. Joe Negro was, I mean, you got to go way back. And
if
be,
I could turn.
Yo, you got to turn the clock way back for this one. The expansion season of the San Diego Padres, 1969, the Padres traded for Joe Negro.
Oh.
He had been with the Cubs, and he would lead the Padres expansion club in victories with 8. They weren't very good their first year. He won 8 games with the Padres in 1969. He was the first, victory leader in Padre history. And then went on and led the Astros with 144 victories. Joe Negro won 221 games in his career. Not bad for a knuckleballer. And we've talked a lot about him and Phil this year because of Waldron.
Yeah.
You know, those guys were kind of resurrected a little bit thanks to the emergence of our guy Matt Waldron this year. All right. Good job on you, Pete. People, you can stop calling now. People are still dialing in. It's not going to happen.
Sometimes people don't listen, Chris.
Not going to happen. We've got Pete on his way to see the Padres And the
getting the Fernando bobblehead.
The Astros Wednesday. He'll get the Fernando bobblehead, one that you already have because you just stole it from the studio.
I didn't steal it from the studio. It was given to me.
Dodgers still lead the Braves 1-0 in the fourth. Nationals still lead the Francisco Lindor-less Mets 1-0. That's in the fifth.
Padres. I think James Wood hit 2 home runs yesterday. He's been crushing it lately.
All right, so fine. Where is he going to play on this team?
I didn't say anything about that.
That's my point. So just it's good for him.
I didn't say anything.
Other guys do other things for other teams, but I'm enjoying this team right now. Eagles punted on their first possession. Monday Night Football, Falcons ball, deep in their own territory.
I don't really see the Eagles playing with any pizzazz.
The game's only 2.5 minutes old, Scraby. What do you mean?
I just think they don't like
their
coach.
Like a razzle-dazzle triple reverse on the first series?
Sure. Triple reverse pass.
What qualifies as pizzazz for you?
You know, I haven't seen a good flea flicker in a little while.
Oh, I got to tell you, that Kirk Cousins handoff to Bijan Robinson showed quite a bit of Falcons pizzazz there.
It did. Do you see that spin?
All right. They're underway in Monday Night Football. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. We've got about 10 minutes left before we turn it over to Sam Levitt's pregame show. We didn't talk very much, if at all, college football. Today. A couple of things from the weekend. Obviously, we mentioned the Aztecs. Very simple. You know, stop committing penalties. I can't even judge the team as long as they're second and 25 every possession.
It's true.
You really can't. You don't even know.
Yeah.
They pick off a pass. They go in for a pick six. They take a 10-7 lead in the third quarter. Everybody's excited there in Cal. They're going to, pull the upset. And, some guy pushes a guy in the back on the way they return, and they call it back 60 yards upfield. So
I assume.
That's the stuff you just can't keep doing.
I assume that's a young team, but it does surprise me with how detail-oriented Sean Lewis seems to be.
Yes, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would go for that. The AP rankings are out today. Guess who the number one team is in the nation, Scrape?
Texas Longhorns.
Yes. Did you see that?
I did.
Or did you guess it?
No, I did.
No, Texas has jumped past Georgia. They now deem the Longhorns as the number one team in the nation. Georgia falls to number 2 after a narrow 13-12 victory at Kentucky.
Kentucky.
How dare Georgia winning by only 1 point?
That's what I don't get either. Are we now, has it always been that way?
Yeah. Style points matter in college football.
I knew it mattered in the BCS because you got computer points, but...
You have got to beat your people, and you have got to beat them by a lot. And if you don't, the rankings will reflect that.
So Tennessee beating Kent State 71-0, they should be number one, right?
Well, Tennessee's moved all the way to number 6, and they started at like 19. So 3 wins by 60 points has definitely vaulted them.
Where are the Aztecs?
In the rankings?
Yeah.
That's funny.
They were like, they that got ranked pretty low.
You're
to start
a comedian, I'll tell you. You're a really hilarious guy over there. Yeah.
What is this guy doing?
There's another story about Texas, though. And Texas won its game over UT San Antonio.
Oh,
otherwise known as UTSA.
Is that a possible Pac-12er?
It's a possible new Pac-12 team. But anyway, Texas beat them the other night 56-7.
Oh, I don't want them then.
But who was the big man on campus for Texas? Did you all hear this? Starting quarterback Quinn Ewers of Texas, Heisman Trophy favorite, was injured.
Whoa, no, that's not what I that is not what I meant to hit. I meant to
he
hit this.
He was writhing in pain on the field.
I meant this.
He was in agony out there. They had to bring stretchers and hospital people.
Live audio.
Jeez.
I didn't mean that.
That's funny. Quinn Ewers was injured, so he was replaced by none other than, Arch Manning.
This is what this was meant for.
Arch Manning in his college debut, 223 yards, 4 touchdowns, and just for you fantasy college players, he added a 67-yard touchdown run.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good game in his debut for Arch Manning. Here's the thing that stood out to his coach, Steve Sarkisian. He said on his very first pass, after the injury, they were down near the goal line, he said he looked to his third option, before hitting for the touchdown.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Point is, he went through his progression.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, young quarterbacks, sometimes that takes time, but not if your last name's Manning.
I was just
about to say. You probably already know to do that.
The guy's pre-wired to be a great quarterback.
Yeah.
He was born into this world to throw the football around.
He can do it, apparently. So that's how that started there for Arch Manning. We got to do a little traffic, and then we're going to finish things up.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Drive-Thru Oil Change. Your trusted Instant Drive-Thru Oil Change. Crash has cleared on northbound 15 before the 78. Still seeing quite a bit of residual slowing up ahead. Cordell and Cordell traffic cam shows that stalled vehicle has been cleared near El Norte Parkway. Also, fire crews responding to a possible brush fire at eastbound 84 Sports Arena. Smoke visible from that right shoulder. Stop by any of the 30 San Diego Valvoline Instant Oil Change Centers. You don't have to get out of your car, and it usually only takes 15 minutes or less. Plus, get a free courtesy check of your tires and battery. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for directions and discounts. SoCalOilChange.com. I'm Kelly Danick with Glenn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
All right, we got one time for a little bit more here. We'll give you an update on all the scores and stuff before we get out. And Sammy's pregame is showing up. Do you know, and I'm asking you this, do you know what Major League Baseball, MLB, what is their gambling outlet, you know, deal with? Do you know who it's with? Is it with BetMGM? Is it with 365? Is it whatever?
I actually don't know.
I don't either. But I'm asking that because
that MGM sounds right, though.
Yeah, it does. And here's why. Today, maybe not. Today, the Major League Baseball's player union sued DraftKings and they sued FanDuel.
For what?
Both of them. And they're saying that both betting companies are using names and likenesses of players on their platforms without any permission. So this is NIL wow. type stuff, right?
Yeah.
They're using their, you know, their names. They're using their, they're saying, I don't have time. We got a minute or two. Well, maybe enough time, but
no, we have 3 minutes.
We got a few minutes. Here's the thing. You go on DraftKings, you go on, you know, what your FanDuel, whatever. You see Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Will he hit two or more home runs?
Yeah.
And then the odds.
Yeah.
And the baseball players, our union is now, what they're saying is by using his name, you're helping further your business because you're selling the opportunity to bet or on or against Pete Alonso.
I see where they're going, but I don't know how I feel.
You don't
about
think
this.
It's going to make it?
I don't know where they're going.
I don't know either. I don't know either. The players have been filed in U.S. District Court, Eastern District of Pennsylvania. One's in New York. To me is for somebody a lot smarter than me to decide.
Aren't they using these players in an editorial way? Like, I guess they're not because they're...
Yeah, I mean, are you going to... can the players' union start suing the newspaper for saying... writing in a headline that Jackson Merrill hit two home runs to help sell the paper? I mean, I don't know. Can they start suing you and I? For saying,
mentioning names?
Yeah, Manny Machado, because people tune in to hear what I and you say about Manny Machado. So are we allowed to use his name without playing some blanket fee?
I really am interested to see how this goes.
I am too.
Because this could end a lot of stuff.
There's a lot to unpack, as they say
and
here.
And baseball's driving this.
Yes, the MLB Players Union that sued DraftKings and FanDuel. So
really weird.
I think it's very...
Yesterday I spent an hour trying to figure out a FanDuel daily fantasy lineup, and all those players are sitting right there, all of their stats,
right?
All their breakdowns.
And they couldn't sell that without it. Now, and let me ask you this. If that gets okayed, let's just say the football union, do they sue ESPN?
It's a slippery slope after that.
And say, well... you're selling fantasy football websites using our names to play fantasy football. So can they get money for that? I mean, fantasy football is nothing without the name Jalen Hurts.
You can't go wide receiver
or the
number
name,
one.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take wide receiver two on the Saints.
I'll take
you have
Joe
to use the
Smith.
Guy's name. Yeah.
See, in that way, you're
I don't know where this all stops and where it ends.
Because
but,
you're not, you're just using their name.
That's all FanDuel and DraftKings say they're doing. They say we're just putting Joe Musgrove's name down. I'm not saying Joe Musgrove's suing. The whole players union is suing. But yeah, we're putting Joe Musgrove's name down, and it says, you know, bet on how many strikeouts he's going to have.
We got to follow this because I have no idea which direction this could go.
I think it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting, but it doesn't. It seems like a weird precedent if they decide to.
This
take
could
the
go.
Names off.
Could is this the old? That could be a slippery slope.
It is a slippery.
Is that
slope.
Where you're? Yes. Is that where you're going with this?
Yes, I should have remembered my. What are those things called? Logic.
Logic.
I hated that.
You
class.
Are. And you are full of logic in general.
I have plenty of logic. It just doesn't make sense to most people.
Okay. We'll leave you with that one today. Scoreboard: bottom of the fourth. Now top of the fifth. Dodgers 1, Braves nothing. Top of the seventh. Nationals 1, Mets nothing. Just underway, Diamondbacks, Rockies. Padres, Astros coming up. Of course, you know that right here on 97.3 The Fan. Eagles in the red zone. No score first quarter against the Falcons. You got it all?
I do.
Gwynn and Chris, tomorrow I start vacation. I know many of you are applauding that. But Scraby and the
me.
Gang.
Sorry.
Yes, right. I'm out of here, Scrape. So you and the gang, Tony, tomorrow for a while.
Yep.
Everybody stay safe. Be nice to each other.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon on 97.3 The Fan.
Make sure you make your survivor pick.